keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as quickly as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of Delaware Blue Hens, Dennis Dotton Carter. Good morning, Coach Dotton Carter.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine. A tough Saturday for you guys. Come up on the short end of a 28-3 score to Stony Brook. As you've gone back and looked at that game, kind of give me your breakdown of what happened.
Well, I think it's pretty clear what happened. You know, we got to take care of the football. We did not do that, and that's a combination of Stony Brook's defense just being as relentless as they are. I think I said last week that what we saw on film from them was that they run around. You know, they get after the football, they swarm the football, and what we saw on film was certainly true on the field on Saturday. You know, we got beat one on one. You know, for one of the fumbles that occurred, the one that got returned for a touchdown. Again, that was a great job by them being right there for the scoop and score. I'm sure that's something that they practice. Kid Hagger made a great play, just, you know, won the one-on-one battle, and it paid dividends for them. You know, and then, you know, there are obviously other opportunities that we had to hold on to the football. You know, quarterback sneak, fumbled on that one. We need to do a better job of holding on to the football. And we had done a good job up to this point. You know, I don't know if it was – I don't want to make excuses, but obviously we put the ball on the ground way too much on Saturday. And then when that happens, you got to step up defensively, no matter what the situation is. And that's always been our goal, is to make sure that we don't let up points if there happens to be a turnover. And it doesn't matter where we're at on the field. You know, if it happens on the one-yard line, then the goal is to you know, get a takeaway, or to, you know, force them to attempt a field goal and then block the field goal. That's just how we believe. You know, we did not step up. We let up two scores off of turnovers. You know, we got to stop. But we did not do a good job taking care of the football on Saturday.
You had touched on earlier, you guys had only had six fumbles all year. I think some of the fewest in the country. And when you have a day like that, I know the weather wasn't great, but was it more what Stony Brook did, or just a bad day for your guys as you've gone back and looked at each of those mistakes?
Yeah, like I said, it was a combination. You know, them winning one-on-ones, them being relentless. You know, the fact that they get to the ball and they have guys at the ball certainly does not help. We've got to do a better job of taking care of the football, you know, whether it's in the pocket or running it. You know, we had a couple quarterback center exchanges that just got put on the ground. You know, so two of those, you're killing yourself, you're shooting yourself in the foot, and both to go in. You know, so.
All right, we're here with Delaware head coach Dennis Dotton Carter. If you have a question for him, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue. If you'll get that for us, Leah.
The question comes from the line of Michael Bumal with WVUD Radio.
Hi, Coach Dot.
How you doing?
Tough game for you guys. As a member that was at the game of the media, we learned pretty close to game time, or once arriving at the stadium, that DeAndre Cherry was suspended for the game. Is he available this week against Towson, or is there more repercussions coming from that?
We'll make a determination on whether or not he'll be available for the game this week. We have not made that decision yet.
And without him in the lineup, even though he was your leading receiver, Joe Walker really did throw the ball pretty well, a couple of fumbles, but was there a change in the game plan to kind of throw the ball more than as opposed to running the ball, which we've seen in previous weeks?
No, there wasn't. Again, the goal was to go into the week, evaluate the team we were playing, Stony Brook, and find out where we could take advantage of what they could give us, you know, where we could take advantage of our skilled players, whether it be the running backs or receivers or the quarterback, where we felt like we could gain some yards on them. And that's where the game plan took place. You know, we felt like we had some throws. We gave Joe some opportunities to make some throws, and he made those throws. And, you know, as has been the case in the past, there were a few drops out there. But also we can improve up front, and we can improve at the quarterback position.
And also, really quickly, West Hills was a game-time decision, but he did see a lot of snaps. Did you think that he wasn't 100% at game time, but he still could help the team, or was he 100%?
Yeah, I mean, he went through the evaluation with the trainers, and again, I don't put my nose where it doesn't belong. Not that I'm not the head guy, but I let them do that. That's their expertise, and they evaluated him, and they said he was ready to go.
All right, thank you, Coach Doc. Good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
Dennis Stoney Brook's defense is 2 weeks in a row now held teams without a touchdown. They had 13 tackles for loss, 5 sacks against you guys, and sort of limited your running game. What makes them so good on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, they just have, they've got a great mentality about defensive football. You know, you can see that it usually starts at the top with the coaches, usually with the head coach and the defense coordinator and all the assistants. They want to get to the football. You know, you see all 11 guys running to the football. They all believe they can get there, and when they get there, they get there, and they're a physical bunch at the ball. You know, so you see those things on film, and then you look at them up front. They have some. I was very impressed with the athletes that they had out there on the field. You know, having not seen them in person. We have Jason Thompson on our team. His brother Aaron plays for Stony Brook, so I had met Aaron. I knew that he was a good-looking youngster. But I mean, they got a lot of guys that look like him too. You know, so I mean, they're a very physical group. You can see that their mentality is a dominating mentality, and you know, each and every one of those guys takes pride in their defense. They take pride in wanting to hold teams to few points, to a few rushing yards, to a few passing yards. They want to get sacks. I mean, you can see they have a relentless mentality on defense, and you know, it certainly showed up.
Your defense, for the most part, limited Stony Brook. They get a couple of touchdowns after fumbles in the fourth quarter, and then the one return. Talk to me about how you felt like your guys played defensively, and then talk about a little bit about Charles Bell's effort, 11 tackles, 3 tackles for loss in that game.
Yeah, I thought the guys came out and played well. You know, we knew what we had in front of us and the challenge of their running game with multiple running backs, multiple skilled players that they can get the football to. We knew we were going to have to step up big, and I thought the guys did that. I thought the guys on the interior defensive line did that. I thought our linebackers played really, really well. When you look at the stats, you know, they had 210 yards rushing, but only 10 first downs. And that usually speaks to big plays. And that was kind of our deal on Saturday. That was where, you know, we fell short. And it's something that we continue to talk about. It's almost always one guy. And if it's not one guy, it's usually two, you know, with 9 guys doing their job. And we have to stop having the individual breakdowns, because this has been the result. So, you know, I think we played well, like I said, for, you know, we only had to play 51 defensive snaps, you know, and again, when you look at the total yardage, 285 yards, yeah, you know, that looks good. But when you're talking about, again, 51 snaps, 5.6 yards a play, not good at all. So, and again, if you just take out the big plays, it's certainly the yards per play go down. We have to do a better job. We can't play 45 really good snaps of defense and then let up big plays on the other 6.
How did you feel? Did your players responded to the change in with the coaching situation last week? How did they handle that? How did they come out? And then did it go smoothly for you and your coaching staff as far as communication and things like that?
Yeah, I think the communication was not a big deal. Not that it wasn't a big deal, but communication it went off without a hitch. You know, we've all been here. You know, we're minus one right now. But, I mean, we all know each other. Most of us have been together for 4 years, and then a couple guys are in their third year, again, as a full staff. You know, so we know how to talk to each other. Communication is not a problem. And I was very, very, very proud of the guys and how they handled their business on Saturday, you know, right from getting here to the building on time. I know it sounds like, you know, why would you, you know, it sounds like something that just happens naturally, you know, but the guys got to put in the effort to do it, and they did that. They made it important, you know, and it's the little things that matter. It's what we continue to harp on. It's what we've been harping on, and when they're doing those things, you feel good about our opportunity to, you know, to take care of business with the big things. But they were about their business. They wanted to win the game. I saw that from them throughout the week of practice. I saw that from them on the field, even when, you know, it was a 7-3 game at halftime, and the game was close really throughout. And you know, the energy didn't really weigh in on the sideline. I especially thought defensively, you know, those guys kept each other going. You know, and then you have mistakes. You, as a coaching staff, you got to try to keep the guys engaged. You got to try, you know, continue to get them to think about the next play, especially when it's something negative, so that they don't go out and try not to make a mistake and then end up making a mistake. But you also got to keep them, you know, keep them even keel when things are going really, really good. And I know that's something that we talked about. That's something that I addressed with them, you know, prior to the game. I really thought they did a great job of being together, playing for each other, having energy, and coming out with the mission of winning the game on Saturday. We just didn't get the result.
All right, Coach. Thanks for your time, as always, this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
All right, thank you.